and welcome to Radio Gaga at Plymouth FM 104.6, sharing life and experiences from disabled people, by disabled people, for disabled people. Each week, we bring you stories based around our multiple abilities. You don't have to wait any longer to listen to insightful views, news, and reviews from around your community. We invite you to join us as we show you our community. Radio Gaga wants you to understand our dreams for a truly inclusive Auckland.
Welcome to Radio Gaga on 104.6. My name is Mel, I'm your host today. On today's show, we have some of our favourite music, including a new song from Kesha called Praying. Also, we have the second part of our interview with Ra Smith, and we talk about employment and the employment course he went on and the types of employment he would like, including the terrible jobs he would be bad at. Up now, we have MIA with Paper Planes.
Second, if you wait, I fly like paper, yeah, I like planes. If you catch me at the border, I'll be Zimmerman. If you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one done in a second, if you wait. Sometimes I think sitting on trains, every stop I get to cook up a night game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. Sometimes I think sitting on trains, every stop I get to cook up a night game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. In the KGB, so no funny business. You already are.
Tell me why you've come on this employment course this past week.
Well, it got offered to me, and I wasn't doing anything massively productive in that area at that point in time. And I thought it would be an awesome opportunity to kind of mix and mingle, meet a whole bunch of other you blind people, and just generally upskill, get some more tools in my back pocket, and hopefully get me into some really cool employment or further study.
Fantastic. I'm so proud of you for coming on this course. I didn't know much about it, even being a Blind Foundation member, so I'm glad you're here and I've met you. It's really important to upskill and improve yourself, so coming here is just the commitment that you've had is really great. I'm really glad to see you here. So let's go to a bit of a funny question. What kind of job would you be terrible at?
What kind of job would I be terrible at?
Yeah.
probably quite a lot. I wouldn't be a good rally driver, that's for sure. Yeah, I would be utterly shit at that. I probably wouldn't be a very good airplane pilot either. So many. those would be definitely in the upper echelons of the worst, I would say. Yeah.
You could do simulated flying, maybe.
Well, that's true. I could do that. Yeah.
So, Ra, what do you do when people come to you for help? What do they usually ask you for help with?
I like to think I'm quite an approachable person, and I'm quite a good listener. So, just with my peers and my friends, a lot of people can feel comfortable in telling me about kind of issues that they've got. You know, whether it's their eyesight or relationships or just day to day stuff. You know, this is sighted and non-sighted. I'm also a massage therapist, so I think it's quite a healing trade, and a lot of people, life can be tough, and we can manifest our pain and sorrow in our physical form, and so I find quite a lot when you're giving a massage, you'll hit certain areas and it can be an emotional release for people kind of either want to talk or cry about experiences they've had.
So you're a very comforting person to come to for advice and the occasional massage.
Totally, yeah. Well, I like to think I am, a lot of people. Yeah, I've got a lot of very good friends, and I like to meet new people, and I like to hear about who people are, where they've come from, and what they're doing. And yeah, I'm fascinated with people. So.
You're a very experienced man in all aspects, travel and wine. We'll talk about that in a second. And massage too, and listening and caring for people. Yeah. So, Ra, tell me about the Access Alliance.
So, I was just down at Christchurch doing a workshop down there. And so that was kind of giving us the skills to kind of be active and effective advocates for lobbying our MPs and our future government, and hoping to kind of make New Zealand a lot more accessible for disabilities across the board. And I'm quite excited about making New Zealand a very cool and interesting tourist destination for people with disabilities. To know that you can come to New Zealand and that there is a blanket understanding about disabilities, but there's also a lot of mechanisms and what do I want to say, like, just for business, for activities, a lot of interaction to be had for people with disabilities. I think we're in a ripe and unique place for it to take off. And it's this very kind of budding industry. It's still massively undeveloped. And even with the likes of Christchurch and the rebuild, I think a prime position to actually turn it into a model city of the future. So I'm quite excited about it. Yeah.
That's fantastic, right? And have you ever considered going into the tourism industry? Perhaps maybe a job that you'd be really good at is a tour guide or a travel agent. I mean, you've had travel around the world, and so you know the differences that New Zealand has to offer and the value that New Zealand has to offer.
Mm. No, I would definitely love to have a job in that area, actually. One of my studies has been marketing as well. So, yeah, I would definitely like to work in that area and creating packages that are accessible for disabled people, and just in and around the marketing of New Zealand as a disabled country.
Tourism New Zealand, contact her.
Hey, hey.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today, Ra. Is there anything else you would like to tell our audience?
What else would I like to say?
So if you got your dream job, what would it be, and what kind of wine would you celebrate with?
my dream job would probably be exactly what we've talked about. Something in marketing and sales, kind of in around disabled tourism. That would be awesome. I would love that, and I would love to be a mascot and a facilitator and travel the world and telling people about how awesome New Zealand is, and anybody with any kind of disability should come and have fun in New Zealand and experience the lushness and diversity that we have as a country. 'Cause we do. We're in a beautiful chunk of the world, and we're kind of in our geographical positioning almost like at the arse end of the world, you know? We're like this lost dinosauric world. I like to think, not too egotistically, but we're an awesome bunch of people. We're quite an ingratiating bunch of people, and I think we've got a lot to offer.
Yes, we do. So where can we find the best wine in New Zealand, Ra?
I wouldn't know exactly. I'm maybe not 100% versed on that, but I do like an Otago Pinot Noir for sure. Yeah, some of the best Pinots in the world, in my opinion. So, I would... If I had the bickies, I'd be definitely celebrating with a drop like that.
Nice, nice. I like my rosé, but my boyfriend says, don't drink that bullshit. Well, thank you so much, Ra. It's been a pleasure meeting you. And Tourism New Zealand, get in touch with Ra.
Hey, thank you so much. It was a pleasure meeting you too.
Had me fooled. Told me that I was nothing without you. Oh, but after everything you've done, I can thank you for how strong I have become. 'Cause you brought out the flames and you put me through hell. I had to learn how to fight for myself. And we both know all the truth I could tell. I'll just say this is, I wish you farewell. I hope you're somewhere praying, praying. I hope your soul is changing. Of who I am. No more monsters, I can breathe again. And you said that I was done. Well, you were wrong, and now the best is yet to come. 'Cause I can.
With praying, I pray for a really good weekend this weekend. Nice sunny and not raining, because I don't want to celebrate a 40th birthday in the rain, huh? In a backyard barbecue with my in-laws? No, thank you. I just wanted to remind you that early voting for this year's election has started. It started on Monday, the 11th of September, and you have until the 22nd of September to vote. And also remember that when you go and vote, you can ask for assistance from any of the people there assisting everyone with their voting. And also the forms that you fill in and the venues are all accessible if you really wanted to go and have your say. And I do encourage you to have your say and stand up for what you believe in about accessibility and disability in New Zealand. Up now we have the next song, Lady Hawk with My Delirium.
Drumming double time.
We've been reviewing cafes for our new segment coming up in the next few weeks called Coffee Corner. And last week we went to a cafe called Esperanos out in Papakura, and that was very nice. And as you know me, I like my op shopping, so I went op shopping out in Papakura as well. And they have everything that you'll ever need, ever, at cheap prices. Just fantastic. And I also wanted to let you know about our Facebook page, just in case you wanted to recommend a cafe to us that we can review for accessibility and disability, if the people on the staff there are really kind to you and cater to your needs, basically. So if you wanted to recommend a cafe to us, you can find us at facebook.com/Radio Gaga 104.6. Now, I'd also like to thank our sponsors, Renaissance Group, a supporting living provider in Auckland. They're there to help you with all your needs, home care management and personal cares. So get onto that if you need some support. I'd like to wrap up the show now with Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. Have a really great week.
Isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, prepare the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. I'm in love with your body. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. When we let the story begin, we're going out on our first date. But you and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver, make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
Radio Gaga, Radio Goo Goo. Radio Gaga. All we hear is Radio Gaga. Radio Gaga. Radio loves you. Someone still loves you.
Hey, thanks for listening to Radio Gaga. Remember, listen every Wednesday, 1 p.m. or any time online at planetaudio.org.nz/Radio Gaga, where we will share another week's insights. Also, remember, this program is available for 7 days after this broadcast, so grab your friends, family, workmates and community groups to listen online when it suits them. Join us Wednesdays at 1 p.m. for more news from disabled people, by disabled people, and for disabled people.